Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
The semifinal round of Class 3 District 8 football coming up later on this evening. Maryville will be hosting Cameron, the second matchup of the Dragons this season. Maryville 8-1 so far, finished 6-0 in conference play. They are MEC outright champs. We're joined in studio now by head coach Matt Webb, as well as a trio of senior captains, Owen Wunderlie, Derek Quinlan, and Delton Davis. Guys, appreciate you coming in and talking with us today. And Coach Webb, we'll start with you. I know these guys, it doesn't take much to bounce back at all, but the bye week, Cameron, districts, are you re-energized right now heading into essentially a new season?
Yeah, you bet. It's 1-0 from here on out, and you know, it's playoff football, and it's a great time to kind of, like you said, to have a bye week to kind of reset and kind of, you know, go through a regular season and accomplish a goal of being, you know, MEC champs is something we're very proud of, but you kind of put that to rest and focus on you know, the next opponent in the playoff bracket, and we worked ourselves in a situation to get a one seed and earn that bye, and we've earned some home playoff games, so we know how important it is to play at home and have that home field advantage, and so this is an exciting day, an exciting night to be able to kind of start the postseason off on the right foot.
Owen, you guys have won 8 straight as you finished out the regular season, but now as we do head into districts, do you kind of flip a switch knowing, hey, it's win or go home from this point?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely in playoff. It's playoff mode. It's win or go home. You know, seniors pack up and go for the next year. So we are really, like, it's go time right now.
Maryville 8-1 getting set to take on Cameron tonight. Derek, it was about a month and a half ago, 2.5 months ago maybe, that you guys came out to the Maryville Host Lions Club, and you stood up there and you talked about season goals and getting to this point and making a deep playoff run. When you kind of look back on that, how much has this team changed since that point of late August to here we are? It's November and it's playoff football.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, that first week was rough, but since then we've kind of turned it around, and I mean, obviously we haven't lost since then, but just like the mentality of our team since that first week has really changed, and we know that now we got to keep that mentality and have like an identity for the season.
Not the first time you faced Cameron, the first one a week 5, 21-0 victory. Delton, matchup number 2, an MEC opponent. Obviously, you guys know each other pretty well at this point. Does much change game plan wise, or this just kind of knowing, hey, we have to come out and execute in order to take these guys down?
I wouldn't say the game plan changes a whole lot for these guys. I mean, you know, last time we played them, you just saw that, you know, they controlled the ball really well and they really stuck to their game plan, you know, 7-0 going into the fourth quarter. I think our biggest goal is to get those stops on defense that we should have got, you know, a lot of third downs and fourth down stops we really should have got on defense. And we just really want to try to control the ball this game, you know. Take away their time just ticking down the clock for like both halves of the game.
You know, 7-0 at halftime, and primarily because that second quarter, about 10 or 11 minutes, they had one drive where they mm-hmm. marched down the field. You're playing two-way, starting receiver and linebacker. Is that exhausting defensively being on the field for that long, or was it just more frustrating at that point?
I would say more frustration at that point. After talking to a lot of the guys, you know, after the game and, you know, just throughout this season and then coming back to looking back at this game, you know, you can just tell there's a lot of frustration in the fact that we didn't execute how we wanted to. And, you know, that's just disappointing, and especially at home in front of our fans. So our biggest thing today is just really execute our game plan and really show Cameron who we really are.
Derek, I feel like that's one you're probably chomping at the bit too, because you went out with an injury and missed most of the second half of that football game. Is this one you've kind of been, obviously, any game in the playoffs, but, you know, I didn't get to put my full foot forward against Cameron. You want to see them again?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, they're a good team, but it's tough going out in the third quarter. And, I mean, we started really well, and then offensively after that we really dropped off, and we just need to keep that momentum of scoring that first possession and just keep executing, and obviously, like Delton said, just playing with our game plan. So
Maryville and Cameron tonight, 7:00 at the Hound Pound. Coach Webb, when you look at this game, one of the closer MEC matchups you had all year, and you see these guys coming in off a bye week, I think it'd be easy for a 17-18 year old to kind of be not focused in the la-la land a little bit, but what was it? What's it been like for you guys this week and seeing these guys get back to work?
Yeah, no, it's been great. You know, I've been impressed with this team and our leadership all season long, and it starts with this group of captains here is you know, our maturity, and I think you know, a more immature team would kind of, you know, do some things during the bye week that cause you to be unfocused or not come out and prepare and get yourselves better, and we didn't do that. You know, this group has had a good really 2 weeks of practice. You know, I'm kind of tired of drawing up option cards for two straight weeks. Practice gets kind of boring for coaches, and I'm sure they're ready to play too, but they've been able to maintain the focus, and you know, I think they really understand, again, from a maturity standpoint, what the playoffs mean and how important this game is.
Maryville and Cameron this evening. Owen, obviously, think playoff football and getting to November and December, it's a lot about running the football, and that starts with you guys up front. Of course, the pass protection's been great all year too, but is this the time for an offensive lineman to kind of puff his chest out and really lead the charge?
I mean, it really is. It really is, you know. Definitely with the colder weather, it's harder to throw the ball. You don't know what the weather's going to be like, so it's always like it's time to run the ball, and, you know, I don't know what to say.
No, you're good. Coach Webb, when you think about this and what this group has done for you guys up front, and it really has been at times a pass-happy attack, but at times we've also seen that running game kind of take over. What's your expectations tonight, and what should be a pretty physical football game?
Yeah, no, our offensive line has done a really good job this year. You think about how they've improved throughout the year. You know, you've got a freshman at tackle, you've got a sophomore at guard, you've got two seniors in there and a junior. So for them to really gel throughout the season has been impressive to see and watch them, you know, kind of make our team better by the way they've improved each week, and we have been versatile. You know, we've been able to run the football when we need to, and then we've been able to obviously, you know, throw the football, and that kind of, you know, Owen's up front and, you know, and as our captain, but he kind of identifies protections, and it kind of starts with him and the other, you know, seniors and the guys with experience up there have really brought along you know, those younger guys and to make it a really strong, you know, position group on our team right now.
You know, a lot of teams want to have that competition in practice to kind of breed that winning mentality as you go out to a field on a Friday night. Is there any quarterback controversy after Delton came out, 1-for-1 passing through a touchdown last time we saw you guys?
Not a lot of controversy there. I think that job's pretty much we've got a QB1, and that's pretty evident right there. But I mean, statistics, you know, they don't lie. I mean, completion percentage, you know, it is 50-50, and Derek is – above 50% on the year, so that's good, because the first pass from Delton was not good, and he luckily had a good receiver.
It was a back shoulder throw.
Oh, it was
right.
So it was a lack of communication. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'd actually like to commentate on this. So he said my completion percentage was 50%. There was a flag on the first play, okay. So that does not count. I am 1-for-1.
100%.
I saved an interception.
Fair enough.
So the quarterback and wide receiver perspective, though, was it the better route that you got open, or was it just the perfect ball at that point?
The ball was great, but I don't know.
I'll give the route a little slack. He could have ran it more atop the numbers, which was where my first pass was headed, but it's all right.
As you can see, the answer to your question is I didn't think there was controversy, but evidently there is.
His first pass is going to the DB, so.
Well, a nice job of breaking that up, too. Maryville got a big win over Lafayette to wrap up the regular season. You guys have had record-setting careers at this point, coming up on 2,000 yards receiving for you, Delt, and 4,000 yards passing for you, or over 4,000 for Derek throughout his career. How special is that to be able to be a record-setting duo and be doing this together here at a pretty prestigious high school football program?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun, especially here with, like, the community and stuff like that, because, I mean, we go out in the community, and our work on the field has been, like, noticed in the community. It's really nice to see that, and I love doing it with him, and you want to add on that?
I mean, obviously, we're very blessed to be, like, in, like, the position that we're in, like, with having these records, and obviously, that's not, like, the reason that we play football. We don't come out to try to set records and be like selfish like that, but really, I think what goes unnoticed is that we wouldn't be able to do those without, like, our whole team. Like, you know, like, the O-line's got to block for Derek to pass. The O-line's got to block for me to even have time to run around and catch a ball. And then, like, also our other teammates, you know, receivers, running backs, they got to block downfield for us to run our routes. They got to run their routes to open us up. So, I mean, a lot of that praise should also go to them, because without any of them, these records are not even possible.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, too. And Owen and Coach, I don't know if you want to jump in on this, too, but I want to say that yourself, Owen, Landon Liebhart, Lucas Viertaler have started every, if not all, games the last two seasons while these records have been put in place, where it is one of those things that if you guys aren't up front, it's not actually happening either.
I would just like to say I am very proud of these two guys, and it's just really cool to be a part of what these two have been putting up, like the numbers, and it's just, I've never seen it in high school football, really, and I'm just really proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch those guys have the individual success throughout, you know, a team, you know, environment, and watching Coach Alchin and our guys, you know, scheme guys up and route combinations and different ways to take advantage of our athletes is fun. And like Owen said, you know, and Owen's being modest, but, you know, we have this tradition, you know, where you got playoff beards. And as you can see, you know, when the playoffs start, you don't shave. You know, it's kind of like a hockey thing. Well, as we're sitting here today, there's no doubt who has the best playoff beard. I mean, Owen's got, you know, solid growth started here in a couple weeks. You know, Delton's got a couple whiskers, and I don't know if Derek is following that rule or not. I don't know if there's a couple of blonde, you know, whiskers coming in on the bottom there. Maybe he says so, but we'd have to have a microscope to see those. So those are things that Owen really succeeds at.
I assumed you guys shaved this morning. Is the issue. Okay. Yeah. A new segment this week. Chance to for Coach Webb to stump the players and players to stump Coach Webb. We'll kind of like turn it over if you guys have questions. Coach Webb, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. I'll kind of explain this. Each week, Coach gets to ask these guys any question. Doesn't have to be involved with football. Any question, and as a collective group, they've got to come up with one answer. And then vice versa, as a collective group, they get to ask Coach one question that does not doesn't have to be involved with football, doesn't have to be involved with any, or it can be involved with anything. So this, I have told them that this is not editable, so we're going to see how this goes. So to stump the players, the first question is, you all have to identify yourselves by three names this morning, and you don't get to use your cell phones to research this question, kind of like you know, trivia question type thing. Mm-hmm. So no research can be done, but right now you guys need to identify yourselves with which one is Mo, which one is Larry, and which one is Curly.
Based on my hair, I'm going to take Curly.
I want to be Mo.
I guess I'll be Larry.
Okay, and they have no idea what that means. The older viewing audience does, but since
they don't
have
what that means,
they think they do, but I don't think
Larry has the curly hair.
Yeah, but
see, there you go.
Curly fits me the best.
I'm not calling them any cartoon characters. I'm just saying that they have identified themselves for all the public to know now. Okay, guys.
Okay,
your turn.
So before we ask this question, you have to answer this, correct?
Yeah, I have to answer it on air.
Okay. Who is your favorite daughter, Maggie or Molly?
Oh man.
Wow, set yourself up for that one.
Set myself up, you know. I've been very blessed, you know, to have two wonderful daughters. There's your radio coach speak. I have to say that answer could change daily, as most of you guys with brothers and sisters know which one the favorite is. But as of this morning, my favorite daughter is Maggie Webb.
It's like a Deion Sanders coaching moment right here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, here in about 20 minutes when we arrive at school, that is going to change. Based on how Maggie's car is, depending on how she got to school.
Yeah, we've had some issues over the last couple weeks with, you know, Maryville's got a great streets department, but, you know, sometimes I wish they'd put some rubber housing around the curbs in this town, because she seems to find a lot of curbs and do some tire damage. And
Maggie's catching strays this morning.
Yep, she's a big girl.
But I will keep in mind to the Webb family, I love you. So, Maggie, if you are listening to this.
There you go. Thank you.
And we have football tonight.
We got football tonight. That's right. Cameron, 7 o'clock.
Maryville and Cameron at 7. Coach Webb, Owen, Derek, Delton, thanks for the time. Good luck this evening.
Thank you.
Catch tonight's Spoofound game on KXCV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe pregame at 6:30.